coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is powered by DuBlois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBloisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
Let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, October 29th.
Due to the government shutdown, food benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will expire in November. Several local businesses are stepping up to offer discounted or free meals. They include Family Time, Dine and Play in the Auburn Mall, Sam's Italian, Nutty Nettie's Cafe, J&H Pizza, Just in Time Recreation, and Marvelous Macarons. Please check with the local business for details.
The main office of cannabis policy issued a mandatory recall for Yanni adult use vape cartridges after tests found unsafe levels of the insecticide chlorpenapyr. Inhaling cannabis contaminated with chlorpenapyr can cause high fever, sweating, nausea, and vomiting. The recalled products were sold in 19 main cities and towns, including Lewiston and Auburn.
The Community Little Theater's A New Home opens tomorrow at Lewiston Middle School. The musical production was first performed in 1995 and tells the rich and complex history of Lewiston. A New Home will run through November 9th. For tickets and more info, visit laclt.com.
And the beloved Martin's lady, Carmo Sanders, died at her home in Scarborough at the age of 74. Sanders' character, Bertie Goggins, appeared on television throughout Maine in the early 2010s, encouraging people to shop at the salvage chain. Sanders spent more than four decades in the arts as a writer, performer, and teacher. She taught playwriting and acting at the University of Southern Maine and would often advise young people, "Don't stop. Pick up your dreams and go."
Aw, Martin's lady.
Did you ever have an opportunity to work with Carmo?
I didn't. I was scheduled to be on a couple of shows with her, but I think her health had been declining.
Yeah.
And so she had to cancel those shows. So
yeah, she took up stand-up comedy later in her career, and I did have the privilege of working with her on a couple of occasions, and just an absolute treasure of a human being. She was incredible. She will be dearly missed. How about the weather?
Weather?
It happened.
Don't edit that.
I'm not. We're going to keep that.
Love it.
Is the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
I got to say, Sarah, the joy you express whenever I screw something up is unsettling and borderline unhealthy.
Does it help you to know that I love you even when you make mistakes?
Every time.
Okay, good. In the weather, a mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 52 and a low of 35. Cloudy tomorrow with some evening showers, the high of 53 and a low of 36. And rain on Friday with highs approaching 60.
In sports, Junas Corposalo made 33 saves as the Bruins beat the New York Islanders 5-2. Boston will host the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night.
A win.
A rare win for the Bruins.
That's two in a row, right?
No, they lost to Ottawa 7-2,
oh, yep,
remember?
Oh, they did lose to Ottawa. Dang it.
Yeah.
Well, the Celtics will host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at 7.
Bates College and Colby College clashed yesterday in Lewiston. The Bobcats tied the Mules 1-1 in men's soccer, lost 2-4 in women's soccer, and won 3-2 in field hockey.
They had all kinds of sports going
on over
there.
Russell Street was very busy yesterday.
Busy. CMCC men's basketball lost to Maine Maritime 88-72. The Mustangs will host UMaine Farmington. Go Beavers tomorrow night.
The Maine Nordiques host the Johnstown Tomahawks on Friday and Saturday in Auburn.
And the NA3 Nordiques will host the Norwich Sea Captains on Friday afternoon in Auburn.
The Lewiston Maniacs host Universal Quebec on Friday and Saturday in Lewiston.
Guess who else will be on the ice?
You?
One Mr. Nicholas Richard Gordon.
Oh, gotcha. Wouldn't it be great if you and Nick worked the same game? You sing the anthem, and he's working as a linesman.
That'd be neat. Yeah. I think he's reffing that game, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the Patriots host the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday afternoon.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 29th, shall we?
Happily.
Alrighty then. We're going to start off with Winona Ryder,
Aww. Who
is 54 years old today. She was born Winona Laura Horowitz and changed her name, obviously, to Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
My first exposure to her was in a film called Heathers.
It
was
yes!
a dark comedy with Christian Slater that came out in 1989.
Gore nuts!
And I think you'll agree with me, it was hilarious.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Couple of troubled high school kids.
Yeah, troubled?
Wreaking havoc, right. Wow. Well, to put it mildly.
To put it mildly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she was a big into Tim Burton's films for
yes.
a bit. Right?
Yeah. Beetlejuice. Was that a Tim Burton
Yeah.
film?
And Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did Mermaids with Cher. That was cute. And Christina Ricci.
All right.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Reality Bites in the 90s was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So good. She's made her resurgence with that show.
What show?
Stranger Things. She
oh,
plays
really?
Like I think she plays one of the moms.
Actor and voice actor extraordinaire Dan Castellaneta is 68 years old today. You know him as Grandpa Simpson, Krusty the Clown, Groundskeeper Willie, Mayor Quimby, Sideshow Mel, Mr. Teeny, Itchy of Itchy and Scratchy fame. All from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He is just amazing.
Yeah.
Kate Jackson, 77 years old today.
Oh, my gosh.
One of Charlie's Angels.
Sabrina, the smart one.
That's right. Sabrina Duncan.
With the good hair.
Good hair.
She has such shiny hair.
Yep. She was on Charlie's Angels from 1976 to 79. And then she played Amanda King in Scarecrow
yes.
and Mrs. King from 83 to 87.
That was a good one.
Let's see here. Rounding out FPBs for October the 29th is actor Richard Dreyfuss.
Yep.
78 years old today and one of the stars of Sarah's favorite
Absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely. Jaws.
Mr. Hooper.
Hooper!
Got his start in 1973 in American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Jaws came out in 75, oh, and then who can forget Close Encounters of the Third
oh, yeah.
Kind that came
yep.
out in 77.
What About Bob is a movie that took me a while to really like.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it at first. Cause yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, and again, he's one of those characters where it's like, why can't you just be nice?
Right. He just couldn't.
Just be nice. But then he grows on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elliot Garfield in the 77 romantic comedy The Goodbye Girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
You didn't want to play the...
the weather song?
Weather song.
No, I didn't.
No. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is apropos. 13 years ago in 2012, Hurricane Sandy devastated the east coast of the U.S., causing almost $70 billion in damages and killing at least 147 people. So... we got a Hurricane Michelle down there in the Jamaica.
Sherry was telling me the winds are up to 250 miles per hour.
Yeah. It's insane down there right now. It's scary stuff. Let's see. 24 years ago in 2001, 71-year-old Gene Hackman threw down with some road-raging jerk after a minor fender bender in L.A. Witnesses says Gene Hackman was whooping the other guy's butt until that coward kicked him in the private parts.
I tell ya. Gene Hackman is a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah, he was.
If I was in a car accident and Gene Hackman exited the vehicle that I hit or hit me, I'd stay in my vehicle.
Whoa.
I'd be like, I'm good, Lex Luthor. I'm good. I'm just going to call the police.
Oh, 27 years ago in 1998, Senator John Glenn went back into space at the age of 77, retracing the trail he blazed for America's astronauts 36 years earlier.
Amazing.
Pretty crazy. 65 years ago in 1960, the young Cassius Clay boxed his first professional fight. He beat on poor Tony Hunsaker to win a 6-round decision. Mark's boxing across the table.
I'm shadow boxing over here. Cassius Clay gets me fired up.
Gets you fired up.
Who later came to be Muhammad Ali,
as we all know him around these parts.
Yes. Yeah. Along with the statue.
Yes.
It's displayed, the new statue displayed on Main Street in Lewiston.
Mm-hmm. 80 years ago in 1945, the first ballpoint pen was sold for $12.50 by Gimbel's department stores.
That must have been quite an invention back in the day.
Must be quite a pen, right?
Right? I mean, you mean I don't have to dip my pen in ink anymore?
Well, it's 1945.
No.
They weren't still doing that.
They could have been.
No, they had refillable.
What are you talking about? You're talking crazy.
I'm crazy. And finally,
refillable.
96 years ago in 1929, the stock market crashed, wiping out the fortunes of thousands of investors. The day came to be known as Black Tuesday, and it triggered the Great Depression, which lasted for nearly 10 more years after that. That's a big deal.
My goodness.
I don't want that again.
Nope. Those are your FPBs and OTDs.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Never post vacation plans or photos until you have returned home. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Sarah, there is a new world record for the heaviest pumpkin.
Oh my gosh.
It was grown in England by two British brothers. They named it Muggle for some reason.
That is a weird name. Muggle is a word used in the Harry Potter world to describe a non-magical person.
Do you care to take a guess as to how heavy?
Oh my gosh.
Pumpkin is?
I'm going to go with, it's breaking a world record, huh? Is it over a ton?
Yes.
So I would have gone with 3,500 pounds.
Oh.
Am I close?
Not too shabby. It's 2,819 pounds.
Wow.
Incredible, right?
Yes.
The circumference is 255.8 inches. That is over 21 feet in circumference.
How on earth did they grow a pumpkin that big? How long did the pumpkin grow for?
I'm looking at a photo of it right now.
What the heck?
And it legit looks like you could crawl inside of the thing.
Like full-on James and the Giant Peach.
You got it.
Jeez.
I'm sending you the photo right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, they collapse on their own weight.
Yeah.
Wait, how big is this?
This is 2,819 pounds.
But how many feet?
Oh, 21 feet around.
Around.
Yeah, the circumference.
Circumference. Around. I was picturing it being 21 feet. Why? That's a big old pumpkin. It's not orange like I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like a white-colored pumpkin. It must be a certain... Well, either they lose their color when they get to be that big, or it's a variety of pumpkin that isn't orange, right?
And you know what they say about pumpkins, Sarah?
No.
Especially during this Halloween week where a lot of people are making jack-o'-lanterns.
Lock up your pumpkins so the teens don't smash them? Is that what they say?
And also, what? stop cutting the stem off of your pumpkin.
Oh, who does that?
I don't know.
You need that.
There are weirdos out there, Sarah.
That's the hat.
Yeah.
You need that.
The stem helps seal the pumpkin and slows down the rotting process.
Yeah. That's so, yeah, where it starts.
Don't cut off the stem.
No.
And make it a little hat, like Sarah said. You know,
yeah,
and make sure you cut at an angle.
Yeah, and do a little notch, too, so that there's some air that gets in.
That's right.
When you light your candle. I didn't do a jack-o'-lantern this year because none of the children have been home.
Oh.
Yeah. Normally, we'll go get our pumpkins at Wallingford's, and we'll sit around the living room on a Sunday and carve our pumpkins, yeah, but nobody home.
Do you miss that stuff? Have you accepted it?
I do miss that stuff, but also this is going to sound horrible. The pressure of being that parent being lifted off me, mm-hmm, is a relief.
Yep.
You know, like I was always the coordinator of events like that. I was always the cookie maker and the cupcake maker and the pumpkin carver and the Christmas decorator, yeah, and all of that. And
you're
now
super mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now that I won't call it a burden because it was my privilege, mm-hmm, to be able to do that. But the weight of that being lifted off of me, man, that's light.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It is a nice feeling. I do have like the nostalgia of it. And I've got big kids, and every once in a while those big kids want to do little kid things. And I'm fine with that. Like I'm totally okay with, yeah, breaking out the pumpkins and, you know, whatever. Like what you want to do, Christmas cookies? Sure. We'll do it. But like, yeah, the expectation of it from myself being gone.
It's great, right?
Man, that's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
I don't know. Sherry and I enjoyed our kids to the fullest when they were growing up, and we enjoy them as young adults, but when they move out, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And we're not one of those couples that made our kids our lives. You know, and I think...
I did.
Yeah.
My kid was my personality for about 15 years.
Yeah.
So, and he's great and I love him, but I am glad to have my own personality back.
Yeah.
You know, that started when he started driving. That's when I started to be like, okay, who am I?
Right.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know who I am anymore. What do I like to do? Who do I like to hang out with? What are my hobbies? Yeah. You know, it's not driving my kid around to cross-country practices and ski meets and, you know, parent-teacher conferences and making sure he gets to school. And like, all that is gone. Like, who am I?
Was Josh a hands-on dad? Did
he was, as a parent, he was a very hands-on parent, yeah, but he was, he worked in Portland. Mm-hmm. And so he was gone in the morning, gone at night until, yep, you know, six, yep, or seven. So it was really just me and Leo, yep, pretty much all the time. You know, Josh was home for dinners and bedtime stories and, yep, you know, playing games and stuff and helping with homework. But I have a lot of respect for families who can make it work because, yeah, it's a lot to do.
Definitely.
It all. Yeah.
What was Leo's favorite sandwich growing up?
I think he's not a big sandwich person. We're not a, okay, big bread family.
Okay.
But, yeah, grilled cheese.
That's the one.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, Sarah, 61% of Americans say the grilled cheese is indeed their favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
75% of people do not feel confident that they can make a solid grilled cheese.
Oh, I make killer.
I bet your grilled cheese
I'm like right down to the details of what bread it's going to be on. It can't, yeah, just be on regular bread.
Yeah.
Got to have the garlic butter. Actually, this is a funny story. I made grilled cheese for Leo and his wonderful girlfriend one day, like early on in their relationship. She was like, this is the best grilled cheese ever. I was like, yeah, I make a really good grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And then like a few weeks later, Leo was like, hey, can you show me how to make grilled cheese? Because she liked it so much.
Yeah.
And I showed him how to make it and he made it and he did such a good job. And I was like, well, there, that's done. That's not done. It wasn't the same.
Aww.
Now we're back to, can you make us grilled cheese? There's just some, you know what? A sandwich that someone else makes tastes better anyway. It doesn't matter.
I was going to say there's something beautiful in that.
Yeah. If you don't, even if you follow it and make it exactly the same, someone else making it just makes it better.
Yeah.
Second favorite was tuna fish, and then one day he just asked for tuna fish without the bread. Just eats it.
Just scoop it with a spoon.
He's not a sandwich kid. Yeah. Not a kid.
71% of people in this survey on grilled cheese sandwiches say buttering the bread delivers the best crisp on the outside.
Yep.
12% swear by adding mayonnaise.
Yep.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, mayonnaise will make it crispier on the outside, but butter gives it a better flavor.
Okay.
And you also have to push the butter out past the edges of the bread.
All right.
Yep.
68% say the perfect grilled cheese includes more than one cheese.
True.
All right. What do you use? Do you have any goat cheese?
Yep. Gruyere is my favorite for grilled cheese if you're feeling fancy. But Cooper Sharp American, which is like a cheddar American blend, yeah, mixed with any kind of a goat cheese, gives you that like creamy, melty grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I use a garlic butter on the outside.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, girl.
I know. I know.
They say cheddar is a must for grilled cheese.
Yeah.
43% prefer white bread, but others like sourdough, multigrain, and brioche.
Sourdough and multigrain will give you a crispier crust on the bread.
Okay.
And you toast the sandwich.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention this to our listeners as well, that over the weekend, Sarah made oatmeal raisin cookies. She brought one in for Pam and I. And before, Sarah had them in a container because she's not a sandwich bag kind of gal.
No.
Anti-sandwich bag. I've never seen anyone so anti-sandwich bag in my life.
You can't reuse them and for Sarah. Real.
So she had like a Tupperware container, and I took my cookie, and it was the last one, and I gave her back her container. I took one bite of the cookie, and I did that look that you always see on the cooking shows where they take their first bite, and their shoulders dip, and they're just like, and they just have that moment. And I looked at Sarah, and I said, I'd like to be alone with my cookie right now. And she respectfully left the room and closed the door.
So you can have your cookie.
But my God,
I
totally buy your story on the grilled cheese sandwich if that is how you make cookies.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of my favorite cookies to make because it's so unexpectedly good that people are like, oh, I don't like oatmeal raisin cookies. Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah. I don't either, but I like mine.
Yeah. And I do enjoy the raisin. Yep. And I do not think that raisins ruin cookies. I think they enhance cookies and... Absolutely the case with your oatmeal raisin cookies.
I soak the raisins in maple syrup and butter and cardamom and orange zest. And that, who puts that much effort into a batch of oatmeal raisin cookies?
But totally worth it.
So good.
So good.
I love them. Yeah, and that'll be the last time I make those for a while. Like, really? They make all the other cookies sad.
I can see why.
They're so good.
Yeah.
All the other cookies are like, what about us?
Yeah.
Oatmeal. And I'm like, don't worry, Snickerdoodle. Your time will come. Because I make those really well, too. And Pam's birthday is coming up.
Oh,
and those are her favorite.
That's right.
So I'll make some Snickerdoodles for her. Someone once referred to my Snickerdoodle cookies as little pillows of puffy cinnamon. Little clouds of puffy pillows of cinnamon.
That's amazing.
And I was like, that's a nice way of describing that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so I'm good with a grilled cheese at any rate.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm good with a grilled cheese.
There we go.
In fact, I actually made homemade tomato soup this week with the intention of having grilled cheese and tomato soup. And today seems like a really good day to do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Get some blankets.
Yeah.
Get a grilled cheese and some tomato soup.
Yep.
Cuddle up with your dog.
That's going to be my lunch break today, grilled cheese and tomato soup. Or your cat.
Cats don't cuddle.
We have a cat that cuddles.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you have a cat that doesn't know you exist.
Yes. Yeah, they're polar.
That you love with all your heart.
Polar opposites. Yeah. One of them's Nick's cat. Yeah. Evie's the cuddler. She loves to come and sit on your lap, and Mabel would just as soon you disappear.
Yeah.
Until she's hungry. And then she's like, oh, hi. Yeah. Mabel.
Mabel.
I would throw myself in front of a bus for Mabel, and she would eat me. If she could. If I did that, she'd be like, oh, snacks.
Snacks. Share a snack.
She'd just eat me. I guess we're not getting fed for a while.
Yeah.
May as well eat mom.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, Sarah, we're going to close out the show with some hypotheticals.
Okay.
This was a gift from our friend Erin Dunn Kimball.
Yay! Erin just celebrated her 6th anniversary at the credit union,
awesome.
I think. Yeah.
Erin. This was part of our gift bag that Erin created for us for International Podcast Day. So I think we should each pick one hypothetical, and we'll see where it goes.
Genetic engineers at Johns Hopkins University announced that they have developed a so-called super gorilla. Though the animal cannot speak, it has a sign language lexicon of more than 12,000 words, an IQ of nearly 85, and most notable, a vague sense of self-awareness. Oddly, the creature, who weighs 700 pounds, becomes fascinated by football. The gorilla aspires to play the game at his highest level and quickly develops the rudimentary skills of a defensive end, and ESPN analyst Tom Jackson speculates that the gorilla would be borderline unblockable and would likely average 6 sacks per game, although Jackson concedes that the beast might be susceptible to counters and misdirection plays. Meanwhile, the gorilla has made it clear that he would never intentionally injure an opponent. You are the commissioner of the NFL. Would you allow this gorilla to sign with the Oakland Raiders? Or whomever your favorite team is.
That is such a crazy question.
Yeah. So he's not intentionally hurting anyone.
Right.
He enjoys what he's doing. He loves the game. He can be misdirected, just like any human being.
Yeah.
But he's 700 pounds and basically unblockable.
But he's still a gorilla.
He's a gorilla.
There are currently no mammals outside of human beings playing in the NFL.
You have a chance to make history as the commissioner of the NFL.
Right. Do you think the public would allow it?
No.
I don't either.
No, I don't think
not unless there was one gorilla per team.
It's not. Yes. It's right? It's an unfair advantage.
Absolutely.
And it's not true to the game.
It's a very unfair advantage, but I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't know. I'm going
let
back
the gorilla
and forth
play.
On that one. Let the gorilla play. I need a t-shirt. Let the gorilla play.
Yeah, you do. Let the gorilla play.
We'll just have a Lunch Bunch logo on it. So it's like, what do you mean, let the gorilla play? And I'll be like, episode 292. You don't get it?
Let the gorilla play.
Let the gorilla play.
You know, we could create a t-shirt shop for Lydia Media. We could create a t-shirt shop for Lydia Media.
Yeah.
That would include some of our ridiculous quotes, like Scott Baio was in the Green Mile.
There you go. And like
at the gorilla play.
Some of those are real conversation starters. If you wear that t-shirt into a bar, I guarantee
people
within
like,
5 minutes,
what?
You're going to be explaining it.
We should set up a t-shirt shop.
We should.
Yeah. Don't bite your cat. Obviously,
don't bite
would
your
be...
cat. Eric Clapton plays bass.
Yeah. Don't bite. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We need these. We need these shirts.
All right, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I am very curious about your selection here.
Okay.
You are given a choice between two rewards. The first reward is to be twice as intelligent as you are right now. You will be able to read twice as fast and remember twice as much.
Oh, boy.
The size of your vocabulary will double, and you'll be able to solve intellectual problems with twice your current aptitude. The second reward is that you will never again feel sick, even when you are. And you can always be whatever weight that you want, regardless of what you eat or how little you exercise. You can simply imagine the body you would like to have, and that is the weight you will magically become.
So, my instinct says be a super smarty. Mm-hmm. But the other side of that is if I had all that space in my brain, and all that time in my day that I don't have to think about nutrition and exercise and all of that, I would have more time to read and learn and be educated. So it's like a real, you know, that's a real hard question. I'm still going to go with super smarty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with Super Smarty. This is the life I've chosen, and I manage it pretty well.
Yeah.
But it would be neat to be a Super Smarty.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be super smart.
Yeah. And then I come back to, would you want to be super smart in this world? In the current state of affairs we're in now?
That is true. You know, what is the point of it if you don't use it for good?
Right.
So if I was to become super smart, I would definitely try to go beyond where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Like as far as helping people. It's a tough question. That's a good question.
It is. Yeah. I think it's one of the better ones that we've had recently.
Mm-hmm.
This would be fun to ask a guest as well.
Yes. Maybe be one to save out.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that. All right.
What would your answer be?
I think I would go super smart as well.
Yeah.
Well, it says you will never again feel sick. It doesn't say you will never be sick.
Right. That was the part that got me too.
Yes.
Because you could be sick and not feel sick and then die.
Yep. Yep.
Whereas if you just take care of yourself.
Given that, I would go super smart as well. Because I think I put health as one of top three priorities.
Yeah. I would say, yes. I would say family, number one. And then...
Yeah, maybe health is number two.
I think health is number two and community three for me. Yeah.
You know, the older you get too, the more you appreciate your health.
Because
I have friends at my age who have major health problems.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, like, you're not going to be able to do this activity anymore for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little depressing.
Yeah, it can be.
But anyway, let's not end the show on a depressing note.
Okay. T-shirt shops.
T-shirt shops.
That's how we do it. We want to know.
You know what, folks? Reach out.
Yeah, if you know how to set up a T-shirt shop.
Or if you would wear Lydia Media merchandise with some of our more well-known quotes on them.
Don't bite your cat.
Don't bite your cat. Or we could just have hashtag FPBs and OTDs.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the Muppets robbed the Louvre, prove me wrong.
And the thing is, no one has been able to prove you wrong
yet. No one's been able to prove me wrong.
So
we had to dress up for work yesterday. I mean, we didn't have to dress up. We were offered the option of dressing up for, we had a meeting yesterday, and if we wanted to wear a Halloween costume, we could. And Ben Fletcher, who I adore him.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful person, and he works with me at Lamy Wellahan as the athletic buyer. And he walked into the meeting, and he had on his normal Ben clothes, but also a bright yellow safety vest, handcuffs, and he had a hooded sweatshirt pulled up with a tiara on top of it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I should have taken a picture because I looked at him and I was like, you robbed the Louvre. And he was like, yes! Nobody else could figure it out. I was like, you robbed the Louvre. It was so good.
Only you would.
He's so creative with his costumes every year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.